Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 family. May Yah's blessings be upon those within the hearing of these words this evening. Before I get started, I want to try and make sure that my voice is coming through clearly and that can understand what's being said. So if someone will shoot me a little message, just let me know that everything is clear. We can proceed with this. Otherwise, I'll try and make adjustments. Okay. No, thank Yahweh for another day. Great. Okay. Everything is loud and clear. All right, great. Okay. Before I get started, I'm going to open up with a prayer. You know, this is me and L, Zakin Ward, and Wednesday evening. And this evening, we're going to talk once again, food for thought, but the message is going to be the King's food. But before we get started, as I said, let's say a prayer. Say an opening prayer and say a prayer for passing of our brothers Akin and for Sister Ema. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us, Heavenly Father, that we may come together, Heavenly Father. But we ask for your blessing to be upon us, dear God, as we receive this word, dear God. Oh Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given us this past week, Heavenly Father. We ask, dear God, and we thank you for having the presence of our brother, Zakin, Eliezer, and the many blessings that we receive from him, Heavenly Father. It was through your work, Heavenly Father, and your will, Heavenly Father, that he's not with us, dear God. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity of having him with us. We ask Yahweh that you continue to bless Ema, that you continue to watch over her, Heavenly Father. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for the congregation, Heavenly Father. Continue to strengthen each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. And let us come together, dear God, and form a blanket around her in your will, Heavenly Father. In your son's name we pray. Amen. This, you know, last Sabbath, I didn't make it to service, but Pastor Tom, Diablo, whatever you want to call him, he was real busy on Sabbath morning, real busy. So busy, struck three times. Three, not one time, but three times. I had an incident of walking the dog where the dog was attacked by a pit bull. I left out the house early to do something before I came to service. And on my way, my truck cut off on me in the middle of the street. Thank God, no accidents or anything, but sitting there, you pay for these towing services, Allstate and AAA and them guys, and they get to you when they get to you. But, you know, thank God, you know, wasn't no, didn't lose no limb or no life. It was just some time. But he is busy. But thank God for the many blessings that, you know, been bestowed upon in spite of all of that, you know. But this evening we're going to talk a little bit about the King's food once again and try to bring some a little more clarity to it and a lot more understanding of the food that we eat and Yahweh's food. If I might, let me start off with us. We're going to go back to Genesis, you know, because everything starts in Genesis. So, you know, let's go back to Genesis. Genesis 1, and that would be verse 12, I think it is. And in it, it says, come on, stop playing with me here. Excuse me. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed in itself after his kind, and Yah saw that it was good. Okay. Now, if we go down to Genesis 30, it's going to speak a little bit about man. And it goes to say, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth therein, there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, okay? I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Now, I don't know whether we, you know, anytime think about where we actually come from. We come from the earth. Upon our passing, over a period of time, we return to where we come. Now, we know that when the Father created the earth, he created man and all these other living and animals and plants, herbs and all, that he created everything in wisdom. When he created man's body, it was created through wisdom. You know, we do we ever think about the chemical makeup of the body? You know, do we think about the different compounds that the body needs, it uses to function on a daily basis that actually come from the earth? Potassium comes from the earth. Magnesium comes from the earth. Iron comes from the earth. You know, we weren't made in a test tube, in a laboratory. Things that are made in test tubes and in laboratories has man's stamp on them, and man has got to come up with ways to keep these things alive. But God's people has, when he made man, he had already put on earth the things that man would need, not just to bring nourishment to the body, but also to battle illnesses. He made those things. You know, the body can't function without the minerals, and that's just the basic part. Our bodies cannot function without the minerals that Yahweh has placed in our body. And each one of those minerals have a different function. You know, he you know, when you sit down and think about the enormity of the human body, the whole anatomy, you know, like you have to say yourself, wow, what an awesome God we serve. You know, someone to, you know, you have a heart, you know, potassium and magnesium, you know, like without them, you know, you're going to have problems with your heart. Potassium, you know, sometimes without having enough potassium in your body, it can make you feel tired. That's an awesome God. Iron, that's your blood. You know, and these are things that Yahweh has made. And they come from the earth. So, in that thinking, you know, let's take a look back at the earth and look at the herbs and the grasses that he has made. You know, we get a lot of our minerals come from the various vegetables that we eat to nourish the body. That's why it's so important for us to have a mixture of the various colors of the fruits and the vegetables. It's no coincidence that you have the your yellow vegetables, and you have your green leafy vegetables. It's no coincidence in that. You know, not only is that nourishment, but it's also medicine for the body. Now, yeah, you know, everything in moderation. We eat a lot of what the king has made, and when I say it, I'm basically talking about a lot of the processed foods that we've come to enjoy over time. Because a lot of it really, you know, don't have a lot of nutritional value to it. Some of it may, but even with that, you know, in eating that food, you know, going right back to Daniel, you know, like when you eat that food, you know, there's consequences. There's consequences for eating it because of what man has added to it. And just like you know, just like any drain pipe that would get clogged, that gets clogged up over time. If you don't clean a drain pipe and clean it out from time to time, it'll get clogged up, and the water will drain out of it real slow. That's because something is clogged in there. It's not being flushed. It's not being cleaned out. And the body reacts the same way to these foreign compounds that we put in it. But our Father Yahweh, in his infinite wisdom, when he made us, he gave us what we would need to be healthy. He gave us what we would need to be healthy. You know, in Genesis 1:12, you know, he said, I'm giving you these greens as meat. As meat. You know, think about it. You know, once again, think about some of these large animals that we see, you know, on a daily basis, or animals that we know of, horses, elephants. You know, them jokers don't eat meat. You know, now, you know, even with dogs, we have gotten to the point with them where we've taken them away from eating their natural foods, and they've become susceptible to having some of the same ailments that we have, cancers and ulcers, you know, all these things, you know, and it's related to their diet. You know, for those of us that have dogs, and if the dog gets sick, you know, he can't tell us that he's sick, but if a dog got something going on, especially in his digestive system, what does he do? You take him outside, he's going to go get some grass and eat it. And nine times out of ten, you know, it's not just any grass. He goes looking for a particular type of grass. You know, he knows that the Creator, you know, all, and not just dogs, but all animals, they know, they have an innate sense that came from Yahweh that lets them know what it's going to take for them to be healthy, not just to be healthy, but to get healthy if they get sick. You know, these birds flying around out here, they don't go to the doctor when they get sick. You know, these squirrels, they don't run to the doctor when they get sick. You know, but Yahweh has instilled something in them to let them know that they're to eat this and they're to eat that when certain ailments come upon them. And the same thing with man. He's given us herbs and the grasses as meat for our bodies to be healthy and to get healthy when we're ill. A lot of we tend to eat, I think I mentioned this last week, for the sake of eating. We eat because things are good to us. You know, we don't eat for nutritional value of things. You know, we've grown accustomed to just eating whatever we care to eat. But I'm not going to say that, you know, it's not ooey. It's not God's will, you know, because, you know, like he gave us the dietary laws. He told us what it is that we should eat and what we shouldn't eat. He's telling us that. But, you know, it's up to us to be good stewards of his temple and to know when we're eating things, when we're eating things in abundance, and it's causing his temple to be out of sync. You know, it's not real difficult to see, you know, how it is that colds can come into our lives. You know, a lot of us get colds with the changing of the season. And every change of the season, when the season change, we should be preparing our bodies for that same thing, for that change. We know that the season get ready to change. So, you know, like it's time for us to clean out. We've got to prepare our bodies for that next season. You know, we've had 4 months of enjoying, you know, whatever it is that we were eating. And now it's time. And now it's time. Now it's time for us to reflect a little more on our health. You know, food for thought. Yahweh he's given us seasons, and the seasons that I'm referring to is his holy seasons, when we are to come together and honor him in celebration. And those are good times for us, because, you know, in the spring of the year, you clean out. Come the fall of the year, you clean out. And those are good times to enact that purge. To enact that purge. You know, it's real difficult. It's real difficult for us to eat of Yahweh's menu if we're constantly putting the king's food on top of it. You know, we got to, you know, a balance should find its way in there somewhere. There should be a balance. You know, Yahweh has made us in his likeness. His son, Yahushua HaMashiach, his coming was a forgiveness of our sins. As he walked, he healed the sick. You know, nowhere in the word, I don't think, will you see where he ate of the king's diet. You're not going to find that in the word anywhere. You know, honey is one of those medicinal foods that Yahweh has given us, and it has various properties to it. Various properties. You know, a lot of us in the winter or in the spring, whenever we have these colds, we use honey in different concoctions that we make to help you get rid of these colds. And that was one of Yahweh's, you know, that's one of Yahweh's medicines. Wasn't made in a laboratory. It came from one of his earthly creations for us. Take a look at another scripture here. Come on now. Come on. Okay. take a look at 1 Peter 2:24. And in that it reads, who his own self bear your sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You know, we were healed by the stripes of Yahushua HaMashiach. We were healed through that. We've been blessed coming, and we've been blessed going. We've been blessed coming, and we've been blessed going. Yahweh gave us his fields of his plants, his herbs, and his fruits as healing of the body, for healing of the body. It's could we say that it's sinful for us to know that Yahweh has put these things here on the earth for the healing of the body, and we just ignore them? You know, we all have our days when we are ill, when we're not feeling good, and I'm pretty sure, you know, we ask Yahweh for healing. But in asking him for healing, do we look in his fields for what it's going to take for the body to be healed? A lot of times we will pray to him, but then we go to the doctor and we get a prescription from CVS. We know that all healing comes through the Almighty. You know, just read in Peter, by whose stripes ye were healed. All healing comes through the Almighty. And not to say that we shouldn't be taking doctor's advice or using their medications, but take some time. If you took some time out and took a closer look at what's in the garden, we will find that's where we're going to find our healing. We can go to man, and man can give us something to make us feel better. But trust me, it's only temporary. Man ain't doing no healing. You know, you can't tell this to the doctors, because they think it's a lot of nonsense. But our healing is going to come from Yahweh. Our healing is going to come from the fields, from the gardens that he has planted. You know, he's given us so many different types of herbs, all for the healing of our body. You know, as I mentioned, we get a cold, we use our honey, we use our lemons. You know, turmeric. Turmeric has become, turmeric is just one of those herbs that's good for a lot of different things. It's good for a lot of different things. And fortunately, a lot of us, you know, has gravitated towards it and are using it. But, you know, with that said, you know, a lot of herbs, you know, our basils, you know, our times, our sages. Man, it's just so many. You know, we can use these herbs on a daily basis, just in cooking other foods that we eat. You know, we put salt and pepper on everything. Those of us that use it, you know, salt, you know, put salt and pepper on everything that we eat. You know, try using some sea moss. Try using some a little turmeric. It's like I said, it's just so many. I could say a name and name and name. Just, but it's just so many different herbs. But they were put here, you know, for the nourishment and for the nutritional value that our bodies get from them. These are the things that's going to using these herbs and eating of Yahweh fields are the things that's going to keep us from having these ailments that has become so much a part of our society. They've become so much a part of our society. It's no wonder, you know, that it is not a wonder that we aren't as sick as we are, because are we being obedient or disobedient when we aren't using what Yahweh has given us? You know, it's really a journey, you know, to come into the knowledge, but it's a longer journey and a harder journey to make that change that's going to free ourselves from the illnesses of the world. Heart attacks, strokes, diabetes. Those three things can be associated with how we eat, our diet. You know, Yahweh in his infinite wisdom, he knew when he gave us the dietary laws, it was for a reason. He knew that, you know, he put the pigs here, but he knew that these pigs was walking around poisoning them. Pigs have a bacteria that requires, in order to eat them, you know, they got to be cooked and cooked and cooked. Yahweh knew that. Told his people no pork. So you don't have that bacteria. Your shellfish, same thing. There's parasites in shellfish. People eat them. I see them sucking, what is it, clams, oysters, whatever they be sucking on. You know, but then, you know, we wonder why we come down with all these different, we have these different bacteria and these different germs, you know, that overcome us over a period of time. It's because of what we eat, and I'm not saying us in general when it comes to the dietary laws, but he knew, Yahweh knew that eating the pigs, he knew that eating shellfish, eating fish without scale, you know, right down to the catfish, little ugly thing, catfish have poison in them. You know, I've gone fishing, and there were catfish on the line, and they tell you real quick, not just catfish, but there's several fish, matter of fact, you cannot touch. If you touch them, and they have little spikes up under their skin. And it's like a spine, and if they stick you with it, you become infected with a germ. That's their natural, that's one of their natural defenses. But Yahweh knew these things when he made these creatures. You know, he forewarned us. He didn't put a warning sign out there and say, well, this is poison and this is poison and this is poison. You know, he should not have to tell us that for us not to eat it. Just his word alone saying, do not eat this and do not eat that, you know, is word enough for us. But I'm talking about these unclean animals, you know, just to draw our attention to the fact that we were created by Yahweh in such a way, in such, not only were we created, but he gave us laws. He gave us laws that would let us know what is good for you and what is bad for you. He did that. He did that. He did that. You know, before Yahweh made anything, he made that garden. After he made the garden, then he set about making breathing creatures. Because he wanted to make sure that he had the medicine for his people. He wanted to make sure that he had the meat for his people so they could subsist, so they could survive. You know, we're living in times now where we're working so hard. We have so much on our minds. Just the world, the pressures from the world. And sometimes, you know, I don't think we think about the good, the totality of the goodness of Yahweh and the things that he has given us. That we don't use for the benefit of our health. There's no coincidences. There are no coincidences. Now, when it comes to Yahweh, before he made us, he had already prepared a place for our meals to come from. He'd already done that. If I just allude to myself for a moment here. A few months back, I had back surgery, and after having back surgery, I found myself for months having constipation. And, you know, it was all because of two things, medication that I had taken, but also foods that I was eating, you know. I knew that being in the hospital, that they were going to give me, I had to have drugs, you know, at that time, for sure, while I was in the hospital, I had to have drugs for pain, and they also gave me antibiotics. Well, those things, you know, the antibiotics strips all the good bacteria out of your stomach. And the drugs, you know, they just wreak havoc on the body. But I knew, but I didn't. When I got out of the hospital, instead of me, you know, reverting back to Yahweh's garden and eating certain foods to put the good bacteria back in my gut, I started eating processed foods, the sugars, the flours, and over a period of time, I was miserable, for real. For real. But there's not an illness that we can have that Yahweh hasn't put something there as a cure for it. But let's be mindful of the fact that if we are eating, if we are digesting most of what he has put there for us to eat, a lot of these ailments we don't have. You know, heart disease, right back on that again, because, you know, that's heart disease and diabetes are the main two things that affects the majority of us. It affects the majority of us. You know, we aren't eating enough leafy vegetables. We aren't eating foods of different colors and fruits. And another thing, because of all that we go through in the course of a day, a lot of times, you know, we eat late at night. And that's not good. You know, the body, when Yahweh made the body, he made the body in such a way that, he created day. You know, he created night, then he created the day. But the nighttime is a time for the body to rest. If we get up in the morning, we eat breakfast, then we eat lunch, then we come home and we eat a late dinner, at what time does the body have time to rest and to regenerate? At what point does the body regenerate itself? It can't, because it's being overloaded. And a lot of times the foods that we put on it are heavy foods. You know, I'm one, you know, that was eating late in the evening. I try not to do that anymore. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at the latest. We got to give the body, you know, the body will heal itself. If we putting in Yahweh's food and we're allowing the body time to heal. You know, you break an arm, you can't use that arm. You got to wait till that arm heals before you use it again. You got to look at our digestive system the same way. You know, we can't, you know, just constantly put food in it and not allow it to rest, to regenerate. The foods that we eat, the body is so intricate that when we eat and this food goes into our gut, the bacteria that's in our gut breaks that food down and distributes and it distributes it to where it should go. You know, but if you're not allowing your system to have enough rest, it's not going to be able to break these foods down. That's where fat, that's where, you know, a lot of this fat comes from. That's why they call it overeating. We overeat it. The body doesn't have time to break it all down. So it just pushes it to the side and it becomes fat. Becomes fat. You know, I can't, I had the verse, speaking on fat, had the verse, I can't remember what it was now, where it's at. But, you know, he even speaks on fat. Yahweh does. Tells us not to eat fat. Was that of the lamb, the sheep, and the goat, I think it was. You know? And it's a reason for that. You know, our bodies need fat to function. But a lot of these animal fats that we are consuming is causing illnesses in us. You know, when we look at Yahweh's dietary laws, let's look at all of them. You know, he tells us, you know, not to eat blood. You know, because he knew that in eating blood from these animals, you know, the illnesses that would become his people. You know, he doesn't want us to be ill. He doesn't want us to suffer through a lot of these diseases that we suffer through. You know, it's no wonders. You know, we serve a mighty God. Man, if we just had the foresight, we just had the insight, we just had half the intellect that Mighty One has. Just think about how powerful we would be. You know, just like sitting down playing chess. You know, he know the move before you make it. He knows your move before you make it. But it's only in our, only through eating and eating the foods in his garden that we're gonna find freedom from these diseases and germs that our bodies collect. And believe me, it's not easy to break that cycle. It's not easy breaking that cycle. But over time, doing it in moderation and praying to Yahweh for the strength that we need to bring our bodies back to Him, it can happen. It's no coincidence. You know, I was just in here the other night listening to a brother talk about a program to get ready to start, but he was naming different herbs and different situations that these herbs should be used. And just as we were just saying, you know, like Yahweh made the body in such a way that everything works to the good of him. You know, a lot of us, you know, we work so much, we don't have time to, you know, just go take a walk. But sweating is good because it's a way of releasing toxins from the body. That's one of the ways of releasing toxins from the body. You know, and Yahweh put a bunch of different herbs here on the earth to make that happen. Peppermint, yarrow, ginger, cayenne pepper. You know, if you take enough cayenne pepper by itself, it'll make you sweat. I know back in the day, we used to go on a fast. I can't remember the name of the fast, but on the fast, it was a fast and a cleanse. But we used honey lemon and cayenne pepper. And the cayenne pepper didn't need a whole lot of it because it was cayenne peppers are measured by some type of heat element. But you know, we try to find the strongest cayenne pepper we could, and drink that stuff by the gallons. Like I say, it would make you sweat, clean you out. You know. You know, the system, you know, has got to be cleaned out from time to time. You know, he's put herbs on here for that to happen. You know, some of us use senna, some of us use cascara sagrada. You know, but then there's also burlap, another herb called butternut that we can use for that purpose. You know, and that's all for that. That cleans out the digestive tract, cleans out the stomach, cleans out the colon. Cleans those things out. You know, it's no coincidence. These things are not coincidences. You know, these foods that we eat, you know, once it goes to the stomach and it's broken down, it's put right back into the blood system. And if there's any impurities in these foods, you know, it gets into our blood. But Yahweh has a remedy for that. You know, he put herbs here, you know, for us to use for those purposes. Dandelion root. You know, everybody, you know, we all know what dandelions are. You know, for years we seen them, we walked on them. You know, our parents used them for wine, to make wine. You know, but nobody, at least I didn't, ever thought that lowly old yellow weed had any type of medicinal purposes. But yeah, dandelion is dandelion root. Dandelion root is one of the herbs that's used for blood purification. Then you have burdock, you got yarrow, and red root, red clover. You know, and all these things, you know, these things not being made in a chemistry lab. But I will say this, a lot of man's medicines come from extracts that has come from Yahweh's garden. And in a lot of instances, they ain't paying a whole lot for it, but the medicines that they make, it costs so much, so some people just can't afford to even take them. But once again, Yahweh has put these things here for us. You know, we've got to begin to familiarize ourselves with these things. And begin to use them, you know, for the nourishment, for the health of our bodies, to ward off these different germs and diseases that we come in contact with. You know, You know, once you get, you know, once you get your body all cleaned out, your blood all cleaned out, and your colon all cleaned out, you know, then you want to take what they call a toner, something that's just going to keep the body, keep everything together. You know, raspberry leaf, hawthorn, and nettle leaf. You know, these are all what's in Yahweh's garden. This is what's in Yahweh's garden. This is what he has given us. This is what he made before he even made us. He knew that there was going to come a time when there would be illness upon us. You know, back in the day, you know, like that's what our parents used. When I was little, I can't recall going to the doctor as much. I can recall my grandmother giving me different concoctions, but there was one particular concoction I got, seemed like it was every Friday. And that was, cod liver oil and some lemon. Thank you, Wayne. Cod liver oil and some lemon. Got that every Friday. I can't even recall being having a cold when I was young. You know, they kept it cleaned up. And if you got a cold, they would go out in the yard, or, you know, I can recall going down to my uncle's house in Annapolis. Like, I guess you could say I kind of sort of lived just outside the city, but I had an uncle who actually lived in what was considered the country part of Annapolis. And I would go down his house and get stuff. You know, so, you know, it's in us. It's in us, but we've just got to find a way to get back to doing some of these things that they've been there. We just got to get back to using them. We got to get back to using them. You know, got to look to Yahweh for healing. You know, we got to have faith that what we get from his garden is going to be the healer that we need. You know, he tells us not to put our faith in man or municipalities. You know, not to put our faith in man, put our faith in him. Yes, he put the doctors here for a purpose. He put him here for a purpose, but he also put his garden there for a greater purpose. For a greater purpose. And let us not, you know, overlook the fact that that is there. Let us not overlook the fact that it's there. You know, everything in God's creation serves a purpose. Everything. He did not overlook anything when he made us or this earth. Didn't overlook a thing. I've got notes everywhere. I'm trying to access something here. Give me 1 second. Oh, well, get that another time. But you know, there are different things, as I say, that, you know, that we can use. You know, I believe one of the questions that I gave last year, you know, I gave everybody charts of the different systems of the body and the different herbs that work within that system. Take a look at those charts. Take a look at those charts. You know, you'll find the herbs that will work within those systems. You know, we all have some form of technology now. If you don't have an iPad, you got an iPhone. If you don't have an iPhone, you got a Samsung. You know, I don't think about it much. I gotta be reminded a lot to Google it. But Google it. You know, I've got Dr. Mum here with me, and I don't care what comes down the pipe. Dr. Mum Googles it. You know, and you know, it'll tell you. You know what herbs to take. You know, don't be afraid of them. If you take too much of any one medication, or you can take just some of one medication. A lot of medication that you take for heart disease, you know, has side effects. You know, your liver. You know, those of us that take heart medicine, you got to go back to the doctor. You should be going back to the doctor every 2 or 3 months just for them to check your liver. You know, so you know, with medicines, there's side effects. But there's no side effects of Yahweh's medicine. There's no side effects to it. There's, to my knowledge, there's only a couple of herbs that I would stay away from. One is Jamaican wood, I think the name of it is. And that's not an herb that you're going to find readily in any store. And the other one is peonies. You know, you can take them, but you got to take them with caution. So for me, caution enough, stay away from, because too many other herbs that can help the various ailments than to rely on either one of those two. But there's no side effect to Yahweh's herbs. You know, allow yourself and your bodies to become acquainted with them. Because at the end of the day, that's where we're going to get our healing from. That's where we're going to get our good health. That's how we're going to stay healthy. You know, I guess it's safe to say, you know, like in today's lifestyle, you know, it pays to be healthy. It pays to be healthy. You know, inflammation can be a terrible thing. Inflammation can lead to a whole lot of problems in the body, and a lot of inflammation comes about because of what we're eating. It comes from what we eat. Inflammation causes the arteries to become harder. I love cholesterol. But inflammation, you know, is a real big thing. You know, our bodies weren't made. Yahweh didn't create our bodies to for us, well, our bodies weren't made to consume a lot of some of the things that we consume. We know that sugar is bad for us. Okay. But it's real hard just to eat one chocolate chip cookie. It's difficult. I can testify to that. Now that pretty soon here, the ginger snap man gonna be out. It's hard for me to eat one ginger snap. Love them things. You know? But, you know, everything in moderation, family. Everything in moderation. You know, it's no wonder, you know, that we have the diseases that we have. It's no wonder. You know, we're not eating from Yahweh's table. We're eating from the table of the other guy, of the king. You know, Proverbs 3:1-2. My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days, long life, and peace, they will add to you. His commandments. Found his commandments. Doing as Yahweh said to do. Doing as Yahweh said to do. We look at our kids, and you know, some of us have kids that they want to do what they want to do, and they've got to learn that mom and pop aren't telling them anything wrong, and unfortunately, sometimes the lessons that they learn are harsh, but still, they've got to learn. And the same thing with us. Our Father is telling us that you have a choice of what you do with your temple. But over here, I have this for you. We got to trust him and believe in him that what he has here for us is going to be the ultimate healer, that we don't have to look anyplace else to find that healing. We got to have faith in that. You know, Exodus 15:26, he tells us, if you diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh, your mighty one, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, you will not be afflicted with any diseases with which I have afflicted the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh who heals you. We got to believe that. We got to believe that. We all look at ourselves as being faithful and honest believers of the Mighty One. But now we got to take it a step further. Got to take it a step further. And allow, you know, not just his spiritual healing, but his natural healing take effect through his natural garden. We serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. You know? There are no coincidences with him. There's no coincidences. You know, all knowledge comes through Yahweh. You know, Proverbs 3:6, all knowledge comes from Yahweh, and he has instructed us to acknowledge him in all our ways, so that he can direct our paths. So when we get sick, we have these ailments, let him direct our paths. You know, and when I say that, let him direct our paths, but use him. Use what it is that he has put in his garden for the healing of our bodies. You know? This is just food for thought. You know, things, a lot of times these things just come to my mind, you know, because I forever trying something different here, something a little different there. And Yahweh just, you know, he just gives me these things. You know, and when he gives it to me, you know, I try to find, you know, gain a little bit more knowledge, a little more insight. You know? Yeah, you know, it's not, you know, I don't know how much time I have here on the earth, you know, but I would pray that it's quality time. It's quality. It's quality. Wake up in the morning, you're able to get up out of the bed and you can function, you know, on your own. You know? You know, it's only through Yahweh's blessing that we, you know, that we are here, that I'm here, and you all are within hearing of my voice. It's only through Yahweh. It's through his blessing. I like to think that I'm blessed each and every day I wake up. Each and every day that he wakes me up, that's a blessing. And I'm pretty sure you all feel the same way. But we got to get closer to his garden. Got to get a little closer to his garden so that we can begin to feel all of the, not just some of his benefit, but all of his benefit. You know, I wonder how Adam and Eve felt before they ate that fruit. You know, every day, you know, they were walking through, they probably were skipping through the garden. You know, eating the strawberries and, you know, all the other fruits that they were eating. But then they allowed curiosity to come into their life and became disobedient, ate of the forbidden fruit. And it's safe to say we've been eating of the forbidden fruit ever since then. But Yahweh's garden is where we're going to find health at, where we're going to find foods that's going to begin to turn our lives, to turn our healths back around. You know, let's seek Yahweh not in some of the things that we do, but in all things that we do. In all things. Let's seek him in prayer. Let's seek him in eating. Let's seek him in health. You know, all things in Yahweh, not just some things. All things in Yahweh. You know, it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. You know, his blessings are only afforded a few. Everybody don't receive Yahweh's blessings. That's Yahweh, we're blessed. We're blessed, you know. You know, I mentioned papers that I had given out a year or so ago. You know, if anybody's interested in, I still have copies of that. You know, if you mention it to me, I will surely bring them to service and make it available to you. But there's no coincidences in the garden. No coincidences in the garden. You know? But I'm going to close with this segment of the King's Food. And I pray, you know, that we all got a little something from it, that we can carry into our daily lives, that will lead us all to better health. That will lead us all to better health. For Yahweh said before, he's put these things here for us. You know, the diabetes and the heart troubles that we have, we can put those things in check. Pray to Yahweh, asking for the strength and the guidance to give us the strength to make the change, to use his herbs and his vegetables to make our eating a little better. And we can, you know, we can get off of those drugs. We can get off of those drugs. But it's only going to happen, you know, through our faith in Yahweh and us reaching out to him. You know, last week I said that I was going to talk a little bit about Suco and basically talk about just the camping aspect of that. This year, we'll be going out to Suco, and everybody will be in Intensified Electric, you know, but there are a couple ways that you can generate heat, or you can get heat out there in the woods. Now, man has made these battery packs, right? I don't know if any of your brothers have jump boxes, but some of these jump boxes that they make will allow you to plug into them. Now, one of the things that I've looked into is just how long, because I do have one here, just how long that would allow a small heater to operate. Now, the box, most of those battery pack jump boxes, if has an outlet on it, it's 120 volt. Yeah, 120 volt. And you really wouldn't want to use a heater that's going to put out a lot of quote-unquote wattage. You know, they make some small heaters. Can't think of how many watts they are, but they're small, but they put out just enough heat to heat up those tents. But some of us may not have those jump boxes. So what we may want to look at is the same way we would put layers on our body. You may want to think about putting layers on your inflatable devices. Now, one thing for sure, you may want to put a sheet on it, if that's what you've been using, but you may want to put a blanket or something else between your body and that inflatable device, because that inflatable device is gonna hold some coal in it. Now, one of the things that you all probably seen, like most marathons, half marathons, they run them during the cool parts of the year. so that it's more comfortable for the runners. But at the end of the race, because of the coolness in the atmosphere, they give the runners these metallic blankets that holds heat. And they can be purchased. They can be purchased, I think it's for $8 over at, what's the name of the store, sorry? Sporting Goods store. Bass Pro. Thank you. Yeah. They can be purchased. That can be purchased at Bass Pro. Prayfully, everybody has inflatable devices. But I was in Walmart, and they actually had some full-size inflatable devices in there for $7. Same thing, sleeping bags. Sleeping bag, you know, if you can get one, is a real good investment. You know, they make sleeping bags out of different materials for different type of weather conditions. You know, you don't really need, I wouldn't think, but don't think you would need one that you would use to climb Mount Everest on. But just having a sleeping bag and being in it, it's going to hold body heat. Along with having a cover on you, it's going to hold body heat. But that metallic blanket that I was talking about, that's a real good investment because that thing does hold heat. It does hold heat. You know, if you get one and just put it over top of the inflatable device, you know, you got that between your body and that inflatable device. And once you lie on it, it's going to, you know, generate heat, and it's going to keep you warm for a period of time. But you got to have, you know, once again, you know, you're gonna need something similar to a sleeping bag or some heavy quilts and covers on that bed. Because, man, it's going to be a little chilly out there. And we all know that Sukkot time is rain time. So, and it's best to be prepared, you know, for these things. You don't want to wait, you know, get out there and find that, find this and find the other, you know. But those are, you know, a couple of things that, you know, we can look into. Don't forget batteries. You know, you're going to probably we use a little more batteries than what you normally will. Because not going to be lights in well, it won't be electric, you know. Who was that? Sam's Club. I think I saw some lights in there. You can buy two of those little lanterns for about $12. You know? You know, just trying to think of things that we may need. You know, a lot of us probably already have them. But I think the weather, the elements is going to be, you know, one of the things, you know. But we don't know what kind of weather Yahweh is going to bring. We really don't. We really don't. But prayfully, whatever it will be, you know, we'll be able to sustain ourselves through it. We'll be able to sustain ourselves through it. Yeah, these days are going by pretty fast. So, you know, in another week, we'll be coming into the first of the holy days. And we just want to prepare ourselves and get ready, you know, for what we're getting ready to do. But I'm going to sign off right here. But thank you all for laying an ear to what it is I had to say this evening. And I pray that Yahweh keep you all, and prayerfully, you know, those of us that are able to make it to I'm going for Eliezer. I'll see you all in the morning. But close of a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you once again, Yahweh, for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, I pray, Yahweh, your blessings be upon each and every individual within the sound of this word, Yahweh. And pray, Heavenly Father, that those same blessings be upon those that wanted to and wasn't able to, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, this and all things we pray in Yahushua's holy name. Amen. Shalom. Beth Yahweh.
The closest friend.